Welcome to Vintage Burn. This is Kev.
Marco.
Hey.
And Doug.
And tonight we are doing Violent Night featuring David Arbor. And a couple other people, some legendary actors and actresses. That's probably overkill. I would say like one of each. Maybe not.
I would say plural. There's two.
Yeah, at least
I would
two.
Say. The rest. There's another one. I believe he's Norwegian, which we'll get to that after. But.
And what year did this come out?
So this came out December 2nd, 2022. It was released in the theaters. It was $20 million budget. $50 million gross, $76 million worldwide. So it seemed to, it got its money back, you know. I think it should have done a little bit better in the box offices, but who goes to the movies anymore? I mean, that's still pretty good, though. So, I mean, $50 million.
And this was rated R, right?
Oh, yeah.
Very so, R. So, I mean.
It's also a comedy. Comedy's like box office poison at this point.
Is that true?
Yeah. Comedies do not
but
do
this
well.
Is like an action comedy thriller versus just like
too.
A rom-com.
Yeah.
But from the trailer, it seemed like we were getting a Santa-based horror movie, is the way they played it off. Rated R, Santa-based horror. However, what we watched was not really a full-blown horror movie. It was more of a die-hard Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes. With a little more gore.
With a little more gore, which would give it the horror element, but it was not a horror movie. And I think the trailer is misleading. But let's start off with you, Mr. Doug.
I mean, do you think this would have done better if it was less gory, but PG-13? You think it would have had a better... It would have been... I'm saying box office-wise, not movie-wise.
Yes.
I mean, I love it for what it is, but box office-wise,
yeah,
it would have been better if it was...
I mean, rated R movies typically don't do well anyway. I mean, there's a few that defy, like a Deadpool, for instance, but that's also a Marvel movie. You know?
I think it would have done better score-wise, maybe popularity-wise at PG, but I think it was way better as horror, rated R with the horror gore content, the way that they did things.
Yes.
They were like, I didn't think it was going to go this far. I kept saying to myself, like, I'm not going to see this. I'm not going to see that. And they just kept pushing the boundaries. I'm like,
yeah, the kills just got like more and more.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that too.
Yeah.
But, so running 1 hour and 52 minutes, which I don't know about you guys. I feel like that was like maybe 10 minutes too long.
It felt so long.
And it's like they almost brought like another team on just to have more of those kills.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was body count.
It was fun. Like when you're watching, like I'm not mad, but then... After you're like, all right, that was a little bit too long, but
it could have been a little bit shorter, but not to the point of I still felt like I was engaged the entire time. I did just feel like I got to a point where I'm like, we know the conclusion. Let's get there.
Yeah. Like once they go outside, like for like the second time,
but I was engaged. It was not, I was engaged.
It was, yeah, it was definitely, it's very entertaining movie for sure. Time for some Seasons beatings. So I guess we can all agree, you know, it's basically Home Alone meets Die Hard.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know...
Every little Year Next in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I saw
Home
things.
Invasion? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
the Year Next with the family plot.
Yep, the family plot, the Home Invasion, yep.
Saw a little of that.
But, like, you know, Die Hard has always been kind of like the joke. I know you're big into it, like that Die Hard's like a Christmas movie. And, you know, to have a hostage movie that's a Christmas movie, this kind of just said, like... Hold my beer, like fucking. Mm-hmm. We're gonna do this.
I will say this: I thought the son, right out of the two. Am I going too far in advance?
No, it's fine. Whatever.
No,
you brought up the family plot. You're next. I there was a couple lines where the son was like, "I want to move on from this. I don't want to bump up. I want to separate." Immediately, I'm like, "Yep, already figured it out." The son is the one that's gonna have the execution team that come in, the militants come in, and he's got it set up so that. He's working against his family.
Right.
I was wrong.
You were wrong.
But
I thought the same thing.
But I was like, here we go. Yeah, yeah, it's already in front of us. Yeah.
I thought
it's
the
one
same
of the family members
yeah,
has
yeah.
plotted against his sick, rich ass mom,
yeah.
and she's, you know, the worst in the world, and he's gonna take all of her money. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I kind of thought they were going that way too.
Yeah. Oh, you did too.
I did too.
I mean, it was first.
I think it's good. I think it's almost mentally do that way.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it's like
they do that.
They did. What a great fucking they dude, they totally mind fucked us, and that's great because
you don't know who's going to be good guy to bet.
Before, oh fuck you, we're going another way.
So going back a quick sec, IMDb 6.7 out of 10.
Not bad.
Which I think. I think it's pretty well deserved.
That's a decent movie. Yeah.
And David Harbour, he is. I mean, he's the shit in Stranger Things. He is really. He's just. You can't have Stranger Things without his character.
No, he's. I've come to really. I want him to do more movies. I'd love to see a prequel or a sequel to this one. But yeah, just in general, I'd like to see.
Well, he was in The Equalizer.
The new one?
No, the first one.
I knew Marco.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Marco would find a way to bring Equalizer.
Anything to bring the Equalizer.
He's the cop. Yeah, he's the cop.
Shout out to Equalizer that we refused to do.
The laundromat where they're doing like the money, the illegal money.
Shit, you're right.
Yeah.
This podcast brought to you by the movie Equalizer.
Equalizer. Yeah.
And
I know, all
he's
the
also
time.
One more in the actual, which is, I think, an underappreciated Marvel movie. I know Marvel movies aren't all the rage anymore, but Black Widow. He plays the Russian guy, the Russian character.
Yes, he does.
Red. The red whatever, I forget his name in it, but he's the red something.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. I didn't really, okay.
And he plays a really good, fun Russian part.
And he's good. He plays a great Russian part in it. He does. Dude, David Harbour's great.
Yeah. He's like, he has a charisma where he can be like funny, but like
imagine being a actor forever and then finally getting famous in your late 40s, early 50s when you're gelatinous and out of shape. And you're like, this is finally it. I finally hit my pinnacle of like my career. Finally being past my prime. And he's crushing life.
And it's funny that you say that because in the Black Widow movie, when he's trying to fit in his suit, when he escapes from prison and he can't, he's too fast.
I've got to put it back on.
He's like, I got it on. It took about
the red, God, that's going to bother me now. The red.
It's the red something, dude. Yeah. I'll look it up.
Red Skull?
No, Red Skull's another character.
No, he's supposed to be the Captain America of Russia.
Russia. Yeah.
Or the SSR.
I'll look it up. Keep going.
Okay. There is a funny, like, when Stranger Things first came out, it was all the rage. Like, there's
it's the SSR, right? Did I just...
USSR?
It was,
USSR, yeah.
There's a video, and I'll have to post it once this is up. But it's, like outtakes of, like, Stranger Things, and it's, like, David Harbour, like, pretending to, like, he's jealous that he wanted to be, like, 11 spot.
Yeah.
And, like, dude, it's just, it's... He's so serious, but he's fucking hilarious.
He's great. He's so good at what he does, man.
Red Guardian.
Red
Guardian. Alright, an elite team of mercenaries break into a family compound on Christmas Eve, taking everyone hostage. However, they aren't prepared for a surprise combatant. Mm. Santa Claus is on the grounds, and he's about to show why this Nick ain't no saint. I should have read that before. So the other notable actors you had mentioned earlier, we got John Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo, the man. I love that guy.
I don't know. He just plays the same character in every movie, and if you either love him or you hate him.
I love him, man. I just
were you picturing him as like clown from Spawn the whole time, even in this like
Violator.
I was actually thinking Super Mario. In my mind, it's always goes back to Super Mario.
You know, John Wick.
Oh, man. I love the original Super Mario movie.
The creepy, yeah.
Really?
Creepy.
Oh, man, it's terrible.
Dude, what are the guys...
a good edition of
Koopa?
That.
The Koopas?
No, was it the Koopas? Like, with the...
Yeah, the
giant bodies and the small heads.
Yeah, Dennis Hopper.
Yeah, right? I mean, that was a good move for what it was, but it wasn't, like, the one that just came out is the one I wanted in, like, 1993 when that one came out.
Yeah,
like,
that was just...
that real version is really cool.
Yeah, but... Even the cartoon one was like you know, the member berries in South Park.
Yeah.
I remember Nintendo. I remember this. It was just, it's fun for kids, but for me, I was like, yeah, whatever.
What, the original?
No, the new one.
Oh, the new one,
The new one, the cartoon one.
There were a lot of throwbacks.
Nothing beats
it was
the real video game. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
Let's play that. Stop Castle. Let's play that right now.
Mm-hmm. Why do you have that?
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. On a few formats.
Oh, my God, you do? I haven't played Mario in forever.
Dude, I got it on Wii for Super Mario All-Star, and then I actually have Super Mario All-Star on NES.
I would love to play Mario.
All right, cool. That'll happen. Okay, so got John Leguizamo as Scrooge, and he's kind of like the main...
Luigi.
He's like the main kind of head hunchman.
Do you think that was a play on... they added some, like, they were mixing in Christmas tales. Like, he's supposed to, he called himself Scrooge.
Mm-hmm.
Was he, you really think he was Scrooge? Because he was so very, like, humbug. about everything.
Yeah, he hated Christmas. Scrooge, he hated it. Yeah.
Oh, I hate Christmas.
Because he broke his.
My dad gave me everything until he lost his job, and then I got nothing, and it was because of you, Santa.
Yeah, he blames Santa. Blame one of those guys that blames the world. He was a Scrooge, in all, you know, the definition of the word. Then we have Beverly D'Angelo, Gertrude, the mom, who we talked about in the, you know, the babe from when we were a kid, kids in the National Lampoon movies.
The most famous Christmas movie, Christmas Vacation.
Agreed. That's the one I religiously watch every year. This might be on there, too. Oh, and Santa's Sleigh. That's become the
and,
new...
And if you watch this movie, yeah, you may not recognize her because she looks like a plastered cat.
Yeah. So, we were talking earlier about her, how, like, would rather have aged naturally because she was Hollywood. A baby back then.
Hollywood now is addicted to plastic surgery, and they just don't look human, and she does not look like herself. But you'll see. There's parts of her where you realize, like, hey, that might be the mom from Christmas Vacation, but she now looks like a human Lego. She now looks like a human Lego.
She had her surgery, but you can tell it's her.
You can tell it's her.
Yeah, but she came over a mullet, so it's weird when she's talking like a ventriloquist.
It's the teeth. You just see the teeth.
Take what you want.
I don't know.
There ain't be no millions in that bank account downstairs. You be...
I feel like I'm watching The Lighthouse with William Dafoe and
there'd be no penance here.
Yeah, I still gotta watch that.
I picked it up on Blu-ray for like $5, but I still haven't opened it. I gotta watch it.
At least we know William Dafoe's mouth opens that wide naturally.
Learn his name, man.
That is Willem Dafoe.
Willem.
Yeah, Willem. William.
Willem.
Well, we know his mouth opens that wide naturally. This is not natural.
Yeah, it sucks too, because she was like in the 90s and the 80s, she was such a babe. She was that mom that you wish, you know, all your buddies had.
She was a cougar.
Yeah. You know? The only other person, Andre Eriksson, he was kind of like the tall Norwegian, the one with the accent.
Mm.
And he was, and have you watched Norseman yet on Netflix?
No.
It's kind of like Mighty Python meets Vikings.
Is he the, which dude was he?
He was the one that gets the nail through his chin on the ladder.
Okay.
Kind of like the, I think he's the only one with the accent.
I was going to say, for anybody who loves Twilight, you know, you had one of the Twilight dudes in here. Yeah, he was the dickhead, self-absorbed movie star. He's like, I got you a gift. It's his, like, screenplay. I got you a gift that means, like, you finance it to the grandmother.
which character was he in Twilight?
He was the, he was James. He was the vampire that, like showed up to, like, basically kill humans. He was the one that was shirtless, long hair.
Okay.
He was supposed to be like the Brad Pitt of the Twilight series. Yeah.
I don't know. I think I saw that once when it first came out.
Anybody listening that was into it with Twilight would know.
Yeah, they'll know. We're going to get more views just because you mentioned Twilight.
Yeah,
more.
Twilight.
But yeah, so that's all the information. So, I don't know. What did you guys think?
Marco, let's start with you.
Yeah.
It's all right.
A lot of time studying it, so let's...
Yeah, I mean, I watched it once, very broken up.
very broken up.
I mean, I had a stressful day today, because I tried watching it last night, I fell asleep. I got like an hour in or something. I had 40 minutes left today, and it took me all day literally to watch this 40 minutes. But I thought it was okay. I think if I watched it in a whole, I might have liked it a little bit better, but I felt the lag at times, like you were saying. But I did love the nod to, I think it was a nod to Halloween Kills when he does the Christmas Dies Tonight.
I was going to say that. Christmas Dies Tonight. But but he says it once, and that was it. And I was like...
But that's all I could... And then when I started saying it, Christmas Dies Tonight to myself, Christmas
My
dies
immediate
tonight.
Thought was, Evil Dies Tonight. So, great nod. But I also think, I don't even think it was a nod.
It probably was.
I was like, hey, you know what? That's exactly what they should have said in Halloween Kills. Yeah. Once.
Yeah,
Evil dies tonight, and that's it. It stops. So, yeah, but my brain immediately went to Halloween Kills when I heard him say Christmas Dies Tonight.
Yeah.
And that was John Leguizamo saying it to Santa when he's, like, stabbing Santa with whatever he's got. It was, like, an ice pick or something. Mm. But I was going to say,
part of the movie was David Harbour's laugh. Every time he laughed, you do the ho, 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 you know what I mean? And I thought that was great.
Sinister too. I didn't think Sinister.
I didn't think it was that funny for the comedy parts. I just didn't laugh.
It's a dark comedy. It's not like you know, like Anchorman.
Dark comedies. Like even Krampus, I'm not a big fan of that. But I laughed more at that.
At Krampus?
I love Krampus.
Yeah, I laughed more at that.
I didn't like Krampus.
No, I. But
oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't really like Krampus either. If you remember our review of Krampus,
I can't remember now.
I said it wasn't very good. I mean, but you know, it's more watchable than this to me. Like this to me doesn't hold rewatch value.
Really?
I mean, I would probably watch that action scene with the sledgehammer over and over again, but that's it for me. Like, I thought it was okay.
You're going to hate my review.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to hate it, because I could see why people would like it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying it's a bad movie. I'm just saying for
you're going to watch it in one fluid. If you're like, if it seems like homework, you're not going to enjoy it if you're watching it in 15-minute increments.
Correct, and that's why I will give it one more shot. But initially, that's what I think. That's what I was trying to wrap around to.
Yeah.
But I could see why people would like it. I just found it not funny and kind of boring at times, but I did like the action scenes. I liked the nail scene like you were talking about. That shit, I thought that was fucking clever. I like that the girl set the traps like Home Alone. That's the Home Alone nod. And I like that stuff. But overall, I would suggest it. Yeah, watch it.
For those of you tuning in to Vintage Burn Podcast, Marco didn't actually watch this movie in one sitting. We're not even sure if he actually finished this film.
Oh, I did. I could show you on Amazon Prime, baby.
Please take
me. Actually, I don't know if I watched like the last 2 minutes. I know he comes back to life at the end. Like, he dies and comes back to life.
Yeah.
When they all, like, wish upon him and all that.
Yeah, they believe, so, like, the power magic.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. It's one of those, like, it's almost like a feel-good movie, but mixed in with, like, all the gore, you know? So it still has that Christmas feel. That's why I feel like this is something you could watch.
And that's probably why. I'm not really big into Christmas feel movies. Like, there's, like, only three Christmas movies I'd like to watch. Home Alone 2. I could lump those together. Scrooge and Christmas Vacation. And there's a few more
Scrooge
that I don't
or
mind.
Scrooged.
Yeah.
Bill Murray.
Yeah, I love it.
That movie's the best.
Yeah. Bill Murray. Though.
Fucking love it. That's the only Christmas movie I actually watched, that Home Alone 2 this year. Usually I do watch Christmas Vacation, but I didn't watch it this year.
Have you guys seen Santa's
Sleigh? I can't get the antlers to stay on. Yeah. Have you tried Staples?
Dude, the look on her face. And then what's the other scene like? There's something about like, hey, can you see their nipples? No. And they're really looking. Have you tried Staples? Dude. Bill Murray rules in that.
Anyway. There's a bunch of stuff. So, I took notes, and I can't look at them right now because we're recording this from my phone, but I'm going off memory, and I wrote down words like Santa drinking. I'm going to go in order of what I remember from the movie. Santa drinking, Santa puking.
That was a good scene.
Santa pissing.
Yeah. Santa pissing.
Okay, and then it gets to the point where Santa's drinking again. And then Santa jams treetop star in terrorist head. And then electrocution, melts face. Guy dies.
Head on fire. That was so realistic, too.
That was so good. That was such a good kill scene.
No, the kills were good. I'll give you
the
that.
Kills were
yeah.
so
kills
good.
Were good.
I remember the where he's sucking on the candy cane. So also I remember Santa
cookies.
He's like from his first fight, he's got this giant gash in his side. So I'm like, okay, so Santa's this mystical figure, but he's not. He still bleeds. He still bleeds like a human. But then he's taking whatever needle and thread, metal thread or whatever it is, tinsel, and he's fucking sewing this giant open gash on his side. He's got this awesome Nordic tattoos. He's definitely, we keep seeing these old visions of when Santa was before Santa, so that tells us that, like, we don't even get the full history of Santa, which is weird. I would love a history. I feel like they're setting us up. They want to see how much they can make to see, like, can we go prequel, can we go sequel, can we go. Because we see him as some, like, Nordic Viking that's raping and pillaging towns, burning everything down with his massive hammer, which is very stereotypical of Vikings.
That's what I thought.
There are some Vikings that may have been peaceful, you know? Why are they so stereotypical?
The women.
Yeah. I mean, you know, not all Vikings raped and pillaged and beat shit with their hammers. But you get to see this dude who he was in a prior life. It keeps flashing back. Everything he does, every time he has he's having flashbacks, he's having PTSD. Maybe that's a good point. This might be not a nod, but kind of an awareness to PTSD and military. Yeah, because Santa's at a peaceful time in his life. He's trying to deliver presents, and he's getting attacked. No, not only does he hate it, he hates his life from his past life. Mm-hmm. So Santa's drinking heavily because he's thinking about his past. Whoa, well, you just went deep on that. Didn't think about that. But every time something... we see him drinking heavily, and then as things unfold and there's, like, violence, we see him reflect on his past life, which is violence and brutality and him as a Viking. So we know he came from long, long ago. We see the tattoos on his body that reflect on his Viking heritage. But yeah, that's a good point. This is more of a PTSD movie than we even thought.
I think that's part of it. But he's I just went deeper.
I mean, when he first goes in the house and he realizes that shit's going down, you think he's just a big old pussy. He's just trying to get out of Dodge, you know? You don't realize
he's I think he really is.
But we just...
You think he's a pussy?
No. I don't think he's a pussy, but he is trying to get out of
Dodge. Oh, no, he's trying to get out of the house. Okay. He's trying to avoid confrontation because
he's avoiding PTSD. This is great.
Either we're way too much into this, or we cracked.
Well, we just cracked our skulls.
I see that. I didn't see that originally, but I also
it's all reflected in PTSD, yeah, dude. It's all mental trauma. It's all trauma. He's avoiding the current situation because it's gonna make him go back in the past to confront his own problems, only to find out that in order for him to move forward, he needs to, like, unleash the demon again that he has in him to be able to. Well,
I think if it wasn't for Trudy, I think he would have actually just left.
No, he would have. Yeah, yeah. Because he looks directly at her.
Yeah.
And she's one of the good ones. And I feel like it's almost like
By the way, Trudy's a little girl. Trudy's a little girl that still believes in him. There's very much that whole "I believe in Santa, I still believe in Santa." So you got this. You've got this whole story of rich-ass family. They're definitely the 1%. It's very political because the mom is involved in selling weapons of mass destruction to other countries through the government, and that's how she's made her millions of dollars, which is very, very relevant to today, even up to now. It's, like, insane how much they're throwing in our face over a Christmas movie. But then you've got Santa, who we really just kind of... I mean, I didn't think about that until now. Has PTSD from even being a Viking.
And he hates people.
Kids
mostly.
Uncomfortable.
Ungrateful.
They're ungrateful. They're bad.
And he keeps saying, "I don't know how this magic works. I'm just doing it." He's just doing it.
It's like when he confronts like the bad dudes and he's telling them everything they did. He's like, "You made your brother eat worms." Which is cool.
Do we ever really know how he became Santa?
It never says.
And that's why.
See, I think they're setting us up.
That's why I'm hoping for kind of a prequel or a sequel that dips into the prequel.
Because he looks like he's an awesome Santa. He does well at it. They've made him look great. He's authentic. I love the badass history. Honestly, they make Santa fucking masculine, man. He's a fucking badass. And then the hammer, like, he's like, "I got the hammer." By the way, you know what's a big hammer. I will say this. As a married man, too, it's very cool. He talks about how marriage takes work. He goes, "This ring is a symbol of, like, hard work. It's not just like, I love Mrs. Claus and it's perfection." He's like, "This is not just a ring. This is thousands of years of work. There's something more there." And you get him to, he has this emotional moment with his ring where he's like, this means a lot. We don't fucking go down that rabbit hole with him. And I love it, dude. They're setting us up for something.
Mrs. Claus backstory?
Yeah, prequel. Because anyway, we go through the whole scenario, and you've got the rich family, you got Claus, you got people obviously trying to kidnap them, and what are some holiday movies that, I mean, it's Die Hard, man, it's just fucking Die Hard. Just think of Die Hard when you're thinking about this, like, oh, you know, it's Nakatomi Plaza inside of a family home, inside the Home Alone house, that's
for sure,
it. It's Nakatomi Plaza in the Home Alone house, and we get to the point where, like, Santa's, you know, it's like, oh, nobody believes Santa's going to die. He's trying to save us all. He's beat up and killed everybody. I went through, like, candy cane to the eye. Like, he does that. He's, like, sucking on the candy cane until it's sharp and then stabs the guy.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of guys with
it. The kills are great.
Dude, the skate. He picks up a skate, like an ice skate, and just starts slicing throats and stuff. That was classic. But then he finds the hammer. It brings him back again to his Viking times, and he's like, it was called Skull Crusher, and you know, the whole vibe of that was amazing. But then he ends up getting really reunited at the end with Skull Crusher when his sleigh comes back to the house.
That's a great scene too. Where...
Yeah, and Mrs. Claus has a note like, "I thought you might need this." So I'm interested to know the whole Claus story and his backstory, because he was obviously a bad dude that wanted to change his life.
Yeah. So there's I wonder. I was looking into some kind of. Buddy. There. I was looking into like the I didn't have enough time and I thought about it way too late. I went to look at like the history of like, because the history of Santa goes back like 1,000 years, you know, mm-hmm. and like through Germany.
It's not an invention of Coca-Cola.
No, who knew?
Oh, damn, that's what I always thought.
But I'd like to actually get the, you know, I'm more a Halloween guy through and through, obviously. But like the old school Santa was so badass, and like the Krampus and like the, you know what I mean? Like they were badass. Now they make him just be some jolly. Fucking fat shit.
Coca-Cola.
You're right. They're the one that pussy.
They popularized.
My Santa. My number one Santa is Kurt Russell.
I still haven't seen those yet. That's on my to watch list.
I would say number two Santa is David Harbour. After seeing this, he's my number two Santa. Yeah. Number one is Kurt Russell though.
Dan Aykroyd. Snape. Trading Places. Favorite Santa.
Dan Aykroyd.
Okay, fair enough. But
I'm trying to think of a good Santa.
But, you know, Kurt Russell killed it. He's like Snake Plissken. Yeah. Just put the eye patch on and he's back. We're back to heaven. Awesome.
I gotta watch those. Those are on my
list. Dude, they're so good, yeah. And there's memes out there with him with the snake eye patch, and yeah, it's great.
My other favorite Santa is Goldberg and Santa's sleigh. I keep trying to bring it up, but you guys don't want to listen.
No, I said it was good.
No. It was... It's funny, too, because
It's fun.
It's a fun one. Yeah. It's kind of like a...
It's not really good, but it's fun.
It's fun.
Yeah. I would call it a good movie.
It's good. I'd watch it again. I'd consider any movie I'd watch again. Maybe not, like, right away, but a couple years. Like,
oh, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it's a difference between good and, like, stuff you like. Like not just you. Me, too, you know?
What is it?
It's Santa's Sleigh. It's Goldberg. Bill Goldberg, the wrestler.
It's called Santa's Sleigh, S-L-A-Y.
And he kills a bunch of people.
With Bill Goldberg?
Yeah, he plays Santa. And he just... So, the devil... he's an angel, and him and the devil, like, he is
definitely an angel, but go ahead.
Or a devil, what the fuck is it? I actually got the, I wanted to bring this up, so I got the synopsis for that, too.
He is a very muscular angel.
Yeah. Bill Goldberg plays the devil's son who lost a wager with an angel and was forced to spend 1,000 years playing Santa, but now the wager of that time has run out, and good old Santa isn't so joyful anymore. He makes up for the lost time and starts to kill people.
Yeah, he just kills fucking people. Yeah. That's all the whole movie's just killing.
It's just him. So it kind of reminded me, like, this reminded me a little bit of a precursor. When I saw this come out, I'm like, dude, this kind of, like, seems like that was a precursor to The Violent Night, you know? Mm-hmm. But we'll watch that sometime. That'd be a fun one. Maybe next Christmas or something.
Well, there's also, like, Silent Night, Deadly Night. It's a big old favorite.
We gotta do two. Silent Night, Deadly Night 2. Tells you the whole story. One, it has the best ending. Like, the last 45 minutes of Silent Night, Deadly Night 2 is the best.
It's basically a recap.
My favorite Christmas horror is always never going to be replaced. Black Christmas.
Yeah.
No, that's my favorite, too. I'm sorry. That's another movie I do watch pretty often is Black Christmas. I'd say for horror movies, that's like the one. But I do, on occasion, watch Silent Night, Deadly Night 2 because I think that one just... You don't even have to watch part one. It tells you the whole story.
My favorite character is the lady of the house that watches the TV.
Yeah, Mrs. Whatever.
Mrs. Mack.
With the orange teeth.
Yeah, orange teeth.
Yeah, I love
And then, what's the one? The New Age one that was really good. The Home Alone one where he takes
that
little fuckhead with a hot-ass babysitter. He basically is like...
I forget the name of it, but it was all right.
Yeah. Better Watch Out.
Yeah, okay.
Is that a Christmas one?
You guys should watch Better Watch Out. Yeah. So they take some of the Home Alone scenes.
I don't think it's as good as he does, but it's all right.
Is that the one with, like, the animal masks?
No, that's your next. Your next. Nothing to do with Christmas.
This is the kid. He's a, like, 12-year-old little punk, and he's a psychopath. And he uses his friend and him to play this scene on the babysitter to get her.
Oh.
He's like, oh, we're going to scare her so that she runs to me. She's, like, 13 or 14, and he's like, she's going to run to me, and I'll be the man of the house, and she'll want my protection. But it ends up turning deadly, dude. He, like, invites all her ex-boyfriends and boyfriends over.
I remember
that. And, like, he's like, oh, let's see how the paint cans really work from Home Alone. And he, like, crushes Scott. I mean, because the weight of a paint can versus what you saw in Home Alone, it will take your head off.
The iron.
And it does. Oh. And it does. So, Jesus. Yeah, the whole movie is like, you're like, oh, no, he's not going to do it. And then they, you know, you see these awful scenes of, yeah, it's pretty good. Like, really good cut scenes, really good death scenes.
I don't love it, but it was
I forgot about that one.
It's a fun Christmas horror movie. Yes. But obviously, if you haven't been into Christmas horror, please start with Black Christmas. It predates Halloween, and it really started that view from the killer, like we see with Michael Myers, the breathing, the mask.
No, I mean, I think John Carpenter's. I think we talked about it when we reviewed it. He was very influenced by that
movie. Oh yeah, so. He was like, oh yeah, I just basically borrowed their shit. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie.
It just happened at the right time, uh-huh. Right place, and he.
But it's great, man. That's a great movie. The whole thing, the whole premise, everything. Who doesn't like a dude in a 70s turtleneck sweater? I mean, come on.
So, going back to the movie at hand, did you guys
get... Doug, you...
Yeah, right, your final thoughts, or just what you were saying?
So, I thought it was very fun. I thought the kills were great.
Yeah, that was my favorite part.
There was some one-liners, like, when there's a scene where, like, there's one guy left, and he, like, pulls a grenade from him, he pulls the pin and runs away, and he's running away, and all of a sudden he's like, I gotta watch. And he turns around, he watches the guys blow his blood, he's like, holy shit, mm-hmm. Like... Just like that's what I like. It's not like Anchorman or like slapstick. That kind of funny.
It's
not,
slapstick.
It man. Is. It's like it doesn't take itself too seriously.
No, I get it.
And that's what I
laughed
like,
a few times.
What
I
about the
I think it, like
I think some shit fell flat. That's
What about when the kidnappers are like, oh, all right, the fingers don't work. We're gonna put his fucking nuts. Let's put one testicle at a time, and they got the giant nutcracker, and they're like. Okay, Johnny, open up, or whatever. They say his name, and they're, like, using the knife, and they put his, to go to put his balls inside the...
Yeah, I thought it was...
That's pretty good.
And when funny. I first saw it, the first time I saw it in the theater, I'm like, oh, man, I've seen this movie before. You know, I'm like, I've seen this type of movie, you know? But then, like, all of a sudden, once it got into it, I'm like, all right. And this is why I said, you're gonna hate me, but I love Die Hard, but I would watch this over Die Hard. Just because I feel... Oh, okay. I just feel like Die Hard's,
you're
like...
Hating, man.
I know.
You're insane, but it's your opinion.
I just feel like Die Hard's a fun movie, but I feel it's kind of dated, where this is a little more, like, I don't know, it's a little more our time, a little more relevant. Like, it's, I don't know, not relevant.
I think you should burn in hell for that,
Colin. Yeah, I think so, too. But
Die Hard's one of my favorite movies. I disagree with you wholeheartedly.
Do you find it dated?
No.
I don't find it
dated. Die Hard? Yeah. No? No?
I mean,
not Homie Plaza is forever, Doug.
No, I mean, obviously wrong. Certain things are dated, the cars and stuff, but I don't feel like the movie's dated itself. Like, I think, like, it's, you know, it's just a terrorist plot. There's no cell phones in it, you know.
That's true.
But,
that was a terrible comparison.
That was more to get a...
You can't go backwards now. It's too late.
That was just more to get a rise on
America.
I'm not
mad at
you. No, I'm saying it's more to get a rise on
America. But the dated is what got me mad.
It's just like, I don't know, it's like watching The Terminator. Like, in the 90s, watch it, like, this is so fucking cool. But then you watch it, like, 30 years later, like, this is still fucking cool. But, like, it's kind of a throwback, too.
This movie... I would say I don't think it's better than Die Hard, but I was as entertained.
I'm not saying it's better, but I'm saying I'm more likely to rewatch. This is more
watchable. I will rewatch this. I thought it was great. I actually might buy it because I had that much fun. I personally had that much fun.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I might buy it then. Mm-hmm. I personally had that much fun. I will rewatch it. I like the slapstick. As I get to the point where I'm like, I already know what's happening, it didn't matter because I was enjoying and having fun. I love that the kidnappers, the plot of like, we need to take the money. So we never got to that, but so rich ass grandma who is played by
Beverly D'Angelo.
Beverly D'Angelo. She has siphoned $300 million from the government that she was supposed to use towards weapons of mass destruction in other countries. She's the evil middle person that does all the negotiations for the U.S. and other countries. She has taken money from the government, hid it in her house, and so there's a whole team that's coming to take this around the holidays, and that's the whole thing, the whole premise. But we think it's like, oh, is it the rich kid? Is it the kids? Are they trying to, you know, are they trying to snuff out grandma and take her money and all this stuff, so we don't know who's involved and all that. So anyway, and then poor Santa's just there delivering gifts, trying to get drunk, and he gets stuck in the middle of it. But there's so much going on, and it's so action-packed. The slapstick's good. The kill scenes are really good. They're not cheesy. They're pretty hard to watch if you don't like seeing, you know, people get, like, stars shoved in their, electric stars shoved in their eyes, then, I mean, and then their heads light on fire, and their hair melts, and their faces melt.
Dude, that was, that whole scene was just seamless, though, like, that whole kill.
Yeah, and then after he was like, that was a lot. Yeah. Like, you know, he's like, oh, that was a lot. Like, yeah, it was, dude. That was brutal.
My favorite kill of the movie, though, I gotta say. So, when Santa, like, when he'd use his magic, he'd, like, tap his nose and go up, like, the chimney.
Yes, good point.
Dude, so the John Leguizamo, the Scrooge kill, was the fucking best. It was like, they're outside.
Yes!
There's this outside chimney, and they kind of, like, land on the ground, and he taps his nose, and they get sucked up through the chimney, and he just fucking...
His body and folds it in half and, like, shreds to bits, and he's holding just... he's literally just holding his John Leguizamo's torso. No arms, no legs.
Dude, that's
bleeding
so good.
Out the gore, dude. And then he just, like, throws it up to the side.
I wonder if he was heavy for half a person.
that was the best kill scene.
That
Santa kill scene through the chimney. Yeah,
because like once you get to the end, you're like, all right, this should have ended. All of a sudden, that scene comes.
Bam!
I just want to watch Tucker and Dale vs. Evil.
Hey, college kids,
you okay?
And I'm gonna reiterate. I do want to see this movie again because I want to see it straight full. I do recognize that it could be good. I just, like I said, enjoyed it, but rewatchability for me not there. But I do got to give it another shot. So.
Yeah, give it at least a full shot.
Yeah, like watch it in one sitting. And it will happen around Christmas.
All right, out of the three of us, I give it a recommend.
I recommend it.
I highly recommend it at least for one watch. You know, you can make your own decision from there.
Yeah, no,
you know,
I mean,
for whoever.
Like I said, I recognize that people will like this movie. So.
And speaking of Tucker and Dale vs. Evil, my wife did not believe me that Katrina Bowman reached out, like, agreed to, like, oh, what are you guys talking about? You guys are talking about me in a podcast? And I showed her. I was like, she reached out to me on Instagram asking questions, and then we never heard back. So, Katrina, you know, if you still want to get on the podcast, we can go back and do Tucker and Dale vs. Evil if you want
to
do it.
Yeah, it took me like 3 years to realize she's the same chick from 30 Rock.
We loved you. I don't know what happened, but...
Oh.
She's the hot young, the like, second, airhead.
Yeah.
My take is that, you know...
I never noticed
that. I fucking love that show, too. And I can't believe watching that movie, I didn't recognize it. Like, it took me, like,
she was also watches. In the new very woke Bill Burr movie that his wife wrote for him, since he's, you know, she's got his ball sack in a vice. Notice how Bill Burr's not funny anymore.
Yeah, she put a stop to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes people become
but
too
But she's in it. She's in it, too. So, but I was like, oh, so we were watching that not long ago, and my wife's like, who's that chick? I was like, oh, I was like. Yeah, she was in this movie, and we were supposed to do... She was like, bullshit! She's like, she wasn't going to talk to you guys. And I was like, actually... She's like, I still have the... It's right here on Instagram. She asked about it, but... anyway. Katrina, you know where we are?
Yeah, you gotta get a hold of us.
All right, guys.
On that note, yeah, thanks for listening. Sorry we're late on this. It's by the time you hear it, it'll be February, so... yeah. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy 24. We'll be back with more. We're going to do more movie reviews, more metal casts, and we were just talking about this, but we might even, since the guys are now obsessed with collecting DVDs and VHS.
Yeah. Media, baby.
Media.
Just
don't
media.
Limit me.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. See? If you guys could see the faces, it was... I get this, it was like this, this curmudgeon look for, it's media. So anyway, media, okay? They're going to cover media and what they bought and all that stuff.
Yeah,
new,
sometimes.
Old.
Once in a while. If it's fun.
How does it smell? What's the manila look to the paper? You know, all that stuff.
It all depends. Some VHS tapes smell really bad.
Yeah, gotta watch out for that mold.
Yeah.
We can do that, you know. You can
I think that'd be a fun one.
Smell quality.
Yes.
We'll just make Kevin smell everything and see what happens.
I have a good sniffer. All right.
Kevin
anyway, on that note, this is Kev.
Thank Christmas you. Dies tonight!